As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Let's talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick this morning. Good morning, Kat. Are you staying warm?
I am staying warm, though I think it might be colder in Florida than it is here in D.C. I mean, Greg did call you frigid this morning, Bob.
He did. My word. I expect that from my significant other, not from Greg. And let me ask you this right away. I don't know if you knew Chronister, the sheriff out of Hillsborough County, but he dropped out of the pick for DEA. Any comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I was actually talking with a few of my my Florida delegation colleagues about it, and the thing that struck me is we're blessed in Florida. We have tremendous talent amongst our sheriffs, you know, our LEOs, our first responders, certainly. But there was something that did bother me, and that was the story that I kept hearing that through COVID he had shut down churches. And to me, that is a very big red flag. Now, I don't know the full extent of the story, admittedly, but it is the rule and the law and the role of the highest constitutional officer in a county to uphold the Constitution. And so denying people their First Amendment right to practice their religion, that doesn't sit right with me. And I know it was starting to ebb through a lot of the concerns that others in Washington were having. So I think that it's a smart move because we're already seeing a tremendous amount of pushback for the pick that Donald Trump has made, and there's quite a big slog that we've got to get to up here. And so I think that it was probably a discussion that had happened that, hey, listen, this isn't going to go as we thought. Let's take another stab at it in a different way.
Yeah, let's not use up some political capital and time and resources, et cetera, which leads me to the next one. Pete Hegseth appears to be riding the bubble for now. I think we might have more clarity later. It's already, the Wall Street Journal had mentioned, it looks like Governor DeSantis could be the pick if Hegseth does indeed not make the grade.
You know, I don't take it lightly when the Journal publishes something because of all the media outlets out there, they are one of the better ones for sure. So they wouldn't have suggested that or put it in print had there not been some kernels of truth there. I know all of us are waking up to the news of that, and that is a surprise. I know that Pete is on the Hill today making the rounds. And from my conversations with senators, once they get the opportunity to sit down with him, they're impressed. They like the fact that he comes from a background that isn't a defense contractor. And I know that that's shocking to the establishment, but I think it's a good departure from what we have seen in the past. So I think as soon as he makes his rounds, he'll actually pick up more support. That's not to say that Governor DeSantis would not make a phenomenal Secretary of Defense, but call me a little bit selfish. I would prefer to keep him as governor for our state than to see him in that role. But I think it's just going to take the time, and it's very early. We won't have any of these hearings until January, so we still have quite a ways to go.
Yeah, sometimes when you see somebody really being hit hard, which, you know, by some of the media and some of these so-called people that know people, Hegseth, I don't know how good any of these claims are or whatever, but sometimes it's, you know, when they push that hard, there's not a good reason. In other words, they just very much dislike him or what he might bring to the position. But we'll see how. I think we'll find out what's going to happen maybe throughout the day today. So let me ask you this. President-elect Trump basically laid it out there. I mean, he told Hamas, hey, on January 20th, when I'm sworn in, those hostages better be free or all hell is going to rain down on you. You and I both know this is a guy that will follow through when he makes a statement like that. What do you think the reaction in the end will be by the terrorists?
If there is one thing that we learned in the first the Trump administration was that our enemies, they feared and respected us, just like our allies knew that they could not just respect us, but they could count on us. And Israel is our ally, and we will never waver in that commitment, no matter how many pink-haired college students who have never stepped foot outside the United States or known any uncomfort in their life want to stand up and protest. This, to me, is the red line that Obama dreamed of. When we all famously remember, he said, this is a red line, it cannot be crossed. Well, under the Obama administration, we saw where that line was erasable, movable, wiggable, everything, right? I think that, and you saw this immediately, that Qatar started kicking out the Hamas members that were setting up shop and had their headquarters in their country, because people recognize that Donald Trump is not playing around. And he will rain down hell and fury for anybody that stands in his way. And in this case, they know that he's not playing around. They knew that Biden was weak. So I think that there's going to be a lot that happens in the first 30 days. I think even leading up to it, I mean, you're seeing this right now with his announcement on BRICS. You saw Trudeau actually made the trek to Florida to meet with him because of the tariff talk and how that basically freaked him out. I think that we're going to see such an incredible global realignment that it's going to send shockwaves throughout, and it's going to be the message. And if he has to, he will make an example of Hamas.
And that leads me to this. We both know that Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, they are puppets of Iran. They're the largest state sponsor of terrorism around the world. We've established that. So my concern or wonderment is, when Trump makes this kind of statement and all hell's going to break loose if they're not free, you know, I don't think he's giving that much authority or power to the terrorist. I think he's going to go to the source. What are your thoughts?
You know, it's interesting because I do think this comes back to an even more broad issue, and BRICS is a big part of that. When you think about the de-pegging of the greenback, that is money is the source for all of this, right? For all their terrorist activities, their building up of their nuclear program, all of this, right? And Russia and Brazil and the Saudis and Iran, they've all sought, in China, to operate in another currency away from the greenback. I think when you're starting to see, and we saw this under Biden, more nations coming forward and aligning with Putin and with Xi, and all of a sudden we were seeing this new, I'll call it an axis for lack of a better term, we saw this new axis being formed. I think that it's still fragile enough that those countries are going to look around and they're going to say, oh, hell no, we're not going down this path. Do you see what America is doing right now? They're going to rebuild their military. They're going to get the economy back on track. They're not here to play. They're going to start losing that momentum that they've been building. And he's going to snap those sanctions right back on and cripple the Iranian economy, which had been working had Joe Biden not stepped in and not only lifted the sanctions, but then, again, delivered a ton of cash. I think that he's going to do it in a way where he's not dealing directly with them. He is going to make them feel the pain, and the message will be sent, because it's bigger than just the relationship of Iran and the United States. This is about taking on BRICS, because if we lose the U.S. dollar as the global standard, that will have incredible detrimental consequences for the United States economy and the global economy as we know it. So I think Donald Trump is playing chess here, and this is not a single lateral move. This is going to be a the 4D chess move that people won't see coming.
War ending by June of 25 between Ukraine and Russia. I say yes. What say you?
I think anything's possible.
Fair enough, and we're running out of time, so we'll hold you to that for now, because we know we're blessed to get, keep in touch with you on a regular basis. So stay warm. Congresswoman Kat Kamik, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Stay warm, everybody. Go Gators.